Good morning. It's time for the Keys State Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Job. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Blake.
Now, hair shedding scores, I think I finally got that one right, on some cattle. And again, whenever you're in, I feel like I've learned so much about the cattle industry.
Well, you know, Blake, when producers are selecting replacement females, they look at many different traits. Okay, some might be, especially if they're coming from your own cow herd. Well, did that calf, was it born early in the season? Was it born late in the season? So age is important. Is she docile? You know, is she got her head up and she's running away from you as soon as you walk in? What about her growth? And how well did mom do with her calves? Did she wean big calves or smaller calves? And how long has she been in the cow herd? So longevity is also important. But another trait that can be added is a hair shedding score. And this current heat wave kind of got me to thinking about that and looking at some of my calves and some of those kind of things. So that's what's leading us to today. Cows that shed their winter hair coats by mid-May, 1st of June, they have better heat tolerance, higher reproductive traits, and heavier calves at weaning. And there's even some evidence that slick hair-coated cows carry less flies, so there'd be less flies in the summer. So that all of those are very, very positive. And so maybe that's something that we want to look at when we are replacing, our heifers. So hair shedding is a moderately heritable trait. So selecting replacement heifers from cows that shed earlier that have that slick hair coat, that's going to lead to improving the hair shedding score of your cow herd and improve those efficiencies we just talked about. Here in Kansas, the best time to score your cow herd is probably late May, 1st of June. Hair shedding scores are based on a scale of 1 to 5. These scores are based on the percent of hair loss of that animal. And remember, when you're looking at this, an animal will shed from the front to the back and from the top to the bottom. So if you have a hair shedding score of 1, that means she's completely shed out. 2 would be mostly shed out, maybe 75% of the way shed. 3 would be halfway. 4, there might be just signs that she's starting to shed. And 5, of course, there would be no hair shedding. So producers can use this information to determine maybe which cows they want to keep heifers from, and they can also use this as a culling tool that would reduce heat stress in their herds. Hair coat shedding is repeatable year after year. So those cows that are, let's say, June 1, and they're still in a 4 or a 5 at that time period, maybe those are some that should be considered for culling. The Angus breed does have a hair shedding EPD. So if you're buying replacement heifers through the Angus Association, or if you're using it for bull selection, there is an EPD with that breed as well. So that kind of wraps it up for today. Until next time, I want everybody to stay safe. This is going to be a pretty hot time, so take some breaks and drink lots of water.
Once again, updating everybody on that cattle. Coming up to Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director, Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.